Welcome to the worst sci-fi commentary track ever, with your director, Ted Logan. This is my basement before the walls went up that protected the alcove, which actually gave me a little privacy. That's my dad's oscilloscope, which he picked up off the side of the... Well, not really off the side of the road, but kind of close for some amount of money. It has vacuum tubes, and it's really, really neat. And so we try to use it as props in our bad sci-fi movies as much as possible. Oh, and that's me as the off-camera voice. We cut there so that we could plug the microphone that Willie's using into the oscilloscope and therefore get the little wiggly lines on the screen, and we thought that was kind of neat. This is Windows Space Screensaver. This is our inflatable Festus 7 blow-up model.
Approaching Nevis 4.
This is...
We are entering the asteroid
Bitscape
field.
At Zeal. That is a X-Screensaver module I found, which is kind of neat. Here comes up the worst effect, that right there, the kick. The kick was Willie's cue to lean over, too.
This terrain is too rough. We can't land here. We're going to have to use the jetpacks.
The jetpacks, of course, was my brilliant device, so that we wouldn't have to show them landing on the planet. Kind of like the transporters in the original Star Trek, I guess. And yeah, you can see that the ship has a cardboard ceiling. This is was the inspiration for the whole thing. This is a hole being dug for a foundation for a house on Nevis Street, which is why it was Nevis 4. The other reason I liked this is you could have the characters jump down from the top of the ground outside into the foundation, which kind of gave the feeling that they were jumping down from the spaceship. That's a cell phone that I had floating around my room for some unapparent reason, and thought I'd use.
Alas, poor Nokia.
I thought I told Bitscape to add, "I knew thee well," but I guess I didn't, actually.
I've never seen anything like this before.
The paradigm for filming this movie was, I got an idea, and I was 3 or 4 scenes ahead in my mind of what we are actually going to film. And so I held the camera, and I told my actors, do this, say that! And we ran over it a couple times, and then we filmed it. That was a tree root that we found in the excavation and decided to use it as a prop.
This damage is unprecedented. I've never seen anything like it.
You can obviously tell that we won't be getting any Academy Awards for a great screenplay. This is really stellar dialogue. I mean, it's first rate.
Well, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, they didn't quite start by the time I started the camera. I should have actually caught that when I edited this whole thing, but yeah, that would have been too easy. Bitscape is carrying my visor and wearing my backpack. Willie is using his Han Solo blaster. It makes little neat blaster sounds. You can see the fence and the trees behind Bitscape's head at the very beginning, and the house. This was the excavation. However, they dropped the dirt on the side of the lot when they excavated it from the foundation.
Into this system.
No!
Calm down, Lieutenant. Small arms are not going to make a difference against a starship. We need to get out of here.
That is my second favorite line of the whole movie. And of course it was mine. This is great. This is great.
And
this effect is equal to the effect in both versions of Dune, actually. I find that kind of fun.
What was that?
Those were the overhead lights blinking on and off.
At least it didn't bother us. Let's go to light speed.
Prepare to jump to light speed.
In the special edition release, this scene was mercifully cut short. It used to be about another 30 seconds longer, which was way too long.
Well, at least we didn't get zapped by those aliens.
The best part about this movie is they don't actually do anything. They beam down to the planet, wander around, look at some stuff, get scared, and run away. And Bitscape ends up with a neat little alien bus that shows up in the worst sci-fi trilogy conclusion ever. And finally gets a name then, My Sweet.
Picked her up while we were on that planet.
That's my first favorite line, by the way.
Pretty cute, eh?
This is Willy wishing that Space Queen would relieve him of this Captain Bitscape, who seems to be a complete nutcase. Thank you for listening to the director's commentary track. And I hope you'll join us again next time on the Festing.org channel.